Thank you. Thank you. Linda and I guess are a little overwhelmed today. A little overwhelmed thinking that it's Tobias's last monthly shout. So if you don't mind, I know a lot of other people are having a variety of feelings today. I'm going to sit down for just a moment. If you don't mind, I'm getting a little verklempt, a little choked up. It's a really good time right now for whatever you happen to be feeling, whether it's a little bit of sadness, maybe happiness, maybe you're feeling nothing at all, just feeling numb. This is a really good time right now in this gathering of Chambra, almost 10 years since we started in the little teepee that David mentioned. This is a really good time to let yourself have those feelings, whatever they are. Whatever they are. I know Linda and I are a little overwhelmed. Norman Garrett, they just got back from a big trip, and you're feeling some stuff going on. The Chambra have been here since the beginning, or nearly the beginning. All those who joined in the meantime, you've really been going through the journey with all of us. So let's take a moment just to feel whatever you're feeling.
Today is actually the equivalent of, I was trying to figure out, what is today? What is this? What is this mark? What is it even close to? And it dawned on me that from the beginning, we've come together with Tobias. And we've come together to go through, he didn't want to call them lessons, but he called them shouts. And it's been a series of 10 of them. And so we've gone through this year, and always on a year's cycle. And I thought, wow, okay, it's been 10 years, 10 series. And this is the last shout of the 10 years of this year, that today's actually the equivalent of the last day of school. Truly the last day. It's the last lesson. It's the last time together in this specific formal way we come together. It's the last day of school, so to speak.
Yeah. And you must have been talking to Tobias about the channel today.
Maybe. Ooh, that goes over. So, Jeff and I would like to invite you right now in this moment to just go to your heart and just kind of push the distractions aside, everything aside, and just feel into your heart and breathe. And feel all the love, the energies, the support that Tobias has for you right now. Each of us, breathe it in and feel all the love that's here for us today to celebrate. It's so strong and so beautiful right now. You can almost swim in it. So breathe it. Make a space and allow yourself to be loved and supported. And it's okay to send that love to Tobias as well. This marks a very special piece of his journey. So breathe that and feel it. It's a wondrous day. Breathe it in. Feel the celebration.
You know, Tobias had a special wish. Well, he had a couple of wishes for his departure. You know, one was in the last channel up in Breckenridge in about a month. He wants me to wear a robe.
A dress.
He also wants to a robe, not a dress. He also wants He also wants to drink a glass of wine. It's something I never do. I never drink and channel, just like we shouldn't drink and drive. But so I'm going to break down. And we've had people from all around the world donating really good wine. Hint, hint. We have wine so far from Romania, Australia, United States, I think Canada, if I'm not mistaken. So if you want your country represented...
Please forgive him.
Because we'll announce, you know, in that last channel, webcast, and, you know, if we're posterity, this is now a sip of the French wine. We don't have any from France yet. And
so tell him what happened to your face.
Well, I was going to mention that. So his third request was that I grow a beard. Did anybody notice? it's been 20 years since I grew a beard, and I'll have it for a short period of time. And Linda is not real fond of it, so I'll shave it off right away.
Well, it looks better than it feels.
Well, and I'm not so sure about the looks right now, but when we got back last Tuesday night from the trip to Romania and Amsterdam, I started letting it grow, and I've been struggling, you know, for the last 10 days. Keep it, shave it, keep it, shave it. A couple of times I've had the razor out, and I'm just about to go for it, and I feel his hand pull back, and don't touch it. So, but, you know, I did realize something.
God.
I realized one of the reasons Tobias wanted me to grow it was because when I go past a mirror now, I can kind of see Tobias.
Yes.
I can kind of see him poking through. And as a matter of fact, one time I walked by a window and just happened to look over. Hello. And
that's what I live with.
And it was a little stuck. I really saw Tobias. The first time I encountered Tobias, the first time I ever talked to him, I saw him very, very dignified. He had on a cloak, high boots, not like that, but he had a crimson cloak on and very dignified. I think he had a sword.
Kind of suave and deboner.
Suave looking, kind of long hair and a beard. Kind of looked like Sean Connery, right, was how I saw him. So not that I'm getting that Sean Connery look at all. Maybe a Jewish
for a
Sean Connery.
Yeah, for a blonde.
But anyway, so we're in the process of growing out. It feels like, feels a little strange. I know I've encountered some of you here today and you kind of did a double take, but this is for Tobias.
I made him clean the barbecue grill with it.
You know, and I was surprised, too, that last time I grew a beard was, like I said, about 20 years ago. And when this started growing, it's like, oh, my God, Tobias's beard is really white. Not mine. That's Tobias's. Anyway, we're happy to see everybody today. Delighted to have the music with Hannibal. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Hannibal.
Really appreciate it. We're going to have more today. No matter what happens today, just take a deep breath and let yourself feel it. Don't hold back. We're with Shambro. I can really feel Tobias. He would like to get going right now. But Tobias, you know, we do have slides.
I don't think anybody would complain.
So, well, actually, the people who complain are the ones that are going to log on in about an hour. You know, I think they would have a hard time. So we'll do the slides. But this whole time, just keep breathing. Feel the energies in the room. What an amazing day. The weather is beautiful.
Breathtaking.
Seeing a lot of people I haven't seen in a long time. Got a lot of good energy going. And later today, we're going to have a barbecue when we're done here. We're going to have live music, singing, maybe some dancing.
Sweepy, I don't think what we're doing by Texas standards qualifies as a barbecue.
Barbecue. All right, we're going to have an outdoor grill.
Thank you. A picnic.
Anyway, we know we have a lot of people listening in from all over the world. I hope we don't have any problems with the connection today. Just to help the internet connection out, because you know when we always lose the signal is about 5 minutes into the channel. Yeah. It's not during this part because people aren't tuned in. It's about 5 minutes.
Now, sweetie, we have lots of friends that are tuned in right now.
I know they are. But it's about 5 minutes into the channel. But let's all, everybody, whether you're online right now or here in Coal Creek, let's take a deep breath. And let's really balance those energies. John, are we still, we're online? Good. Thumbs
cool.
up. All right, take a deep breath, and not just for the connection going out of Coal Creek, but take a deep breath, balance yourself and all of your electronic gear, your internet connection, your server, your equipment at home. I have a feeling we're going to go through a lot of energy today, so let's just balance that.
You're addressing the people that are logging on.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Yes, but also here, because we can help affect
okay.
that. I know we have a lot of people here from out of town today, but since we have such a big, long day, we're not going to go through the individual names, but let's just find out real quick who's
okay.
here, at least from the standpoint of how many are here for a shout in Coal Creek for the first time ever. Wow, quite a few. Awesome. And how many of you, whether you're here for the first time or not, but how many are from outside of Colorado? Quite a few. A lot. Yeah. And how many reside outside of United States of Obama? America. How many outside the U.S.? Okay, quite a few. Cool. All right. Well, thank you, everybody, for being here.
Throw that away.
Yep. Okay. Let's get into the slides. Last month was User Accepts Full Responsibility. It was Shoud 10 of the returning series. Tobias had some wonderful messages.
But the pen only says User Accepts Responsibility, not Full Responsibility.
That's okay. But we'll get into that in a minute.
All right. Just trying to cover my butt.
Tobias said.
Okay. And so it is, my dear Chambra. I take a deep breath and savor this moment. Not too many more moments like this. I hear say that there's one more shout, a few more workshops and schools, our final gathering when we get together in July. Certainly we'll all continue to talk. We'll all continue to gather at my cottage. We'll teach together and we'll laugh together on the new earth. I'm going to be going off into my new experience as the one called Sam. You're going to be going off into your new experience as the one called God for real.
Yeah. I love that line, God for real. So Tobias was talking last month and saying there's just a few opportunities to get together. We've had a very busy month. I think we've done 4 or 5 different events, and we're down to the last shout, Shout 11. We're down to a culmination of 10 incredible years. This isn't the end. It's an end of an era, but it's going to be the beginning of a new era for all of us. And I think Linda, you and I, and so many Chambra were really picking up on that. And it's amazing to see where we all are after 10 years. Absolutely amazing. So Tobias, in this slide, in this shout, was acknowledging that it's time for a shift within us, and letting us know that he's coming back to be with us through Sam. He went on to say,
what you've heard in these shouts and what we have experienced together is not new. Our role as the Crimson Council is to remind you what you already know and to put it in a new energy context. Our job has been to come in when you get dragged into the energies of Earth and mass consciousness to be the fruit of the rose for you. We're here to remind you what you already know.
Right from the start, Tobias said, Crimson Circle is not going to be for everyone. It wasn't any attempt to be universal. Back in the early days, he said, told Linda and I, it's never going to attract big audiences. Of course, we thought big was about 20 people. So it's been a little bit of a journey for us. But they also point out that none of this is particularly new. We know it. But it's so easy to get caught in the mass consciousness, to get caught in all of the day-to-day, get caught in everybody else's energies. Tobias and the others have said from the beginning, they're here to just gently tap us on the shoulder and to remind us, we already know this, to remind us of what the agreement we came in here for this lifetime. He calls this reminder the fruit of the rose, or the knowingness that we already have. Been an incredible journey, but I think every one of us knows that we already knew this. Now, if we could take that that knowingness that we already have, that knowingness going forward into tomorrow and the next day and the next day, and just trust ourselves, we really already know it. He went on to say,
when Adamas comes in, it will change indeed. Not just the personality, but the purpose. When I leave, some of you are going to feel a void because Shambhara is changing consciousness. You might say your time with Crimson Circle and Shambhara is changing, and that is pretty good, probably good. You'll need some time off. You'll come back different, no longer the student, no longer searching for information and insights from others, because you'll begin to understand you already know it.
So 10 years of going through the information together. 10 years, I think, a lot of times of sitting in the chairs as the students, although we're really not. Tobias says now that he's leaving and Adamas is coming in. I think it's a good idea for everybody to take some time off, just to reflect on where we've come, what you've done. They both said that some people are going to be leaving. Some people are going to say that's the end of the line with Shambhara. He said a lot of those who leave will come back, but understanding that they're no longer the student. They're no longer having to accept that this wisdom is coming from somewhere else, but that we're going to go on to really be true teachers of new energy. It's really, for all of us, an incredible time of transformation right now, an incredible time of change. And that's why Linda and I and Norman Garrett encourage everyone to just really feel what you're going through. Allow yourself to go through it.
Most of the issues that are coming at you right now in your body, in your mind, outside of you, are about this. Are you ready to be the creator, the manager, the owner, to take responsibility? You see, the clock is ticking, and you know it. Tick-tock, tick-tock. Sounds like a horror movie. You know at the end of summer, you're going to get a call from Adamas. He's going to say, now what? What are you choosing? Are you ready to let yourself be the creator?
Again, a very simple message, and the shout was really about taking...
The mics are kind of hot or
taking
something.
Taking responsibility. Really taking responsibility for everything we do. And we'll get into the slide in just a minute. But Tobias really hit home on that this time. Responsibility for everything in our lives, for everything that happens. No longer blaming it on our mothers or our society or friends or anybody else, but absolutely taking responsibility. He says that this is going to be imperative going forth with Adamas. The ability to take that responsibility for everything in our lives.
Everything.
You know, it's real easy to say, you know, the world's a tough place, or, you know, I can't do it because of my background, or, you know, whatever. But he says this is the time of taking full responsibility. That's the only way we're going to be true creators. Absolute responsibility for everything, he went on to say.
A true creator takes absolutely no responsibility for anyone else's life, and that's also where you're getting confused. You're trying to be their co-creator, and you really can't. True co-creation only happens between two beings who are absolute conscious creators. I like that.
So not only is it important to take responsibility for our lives, but also to stop taking responsibility for other people's lives. You know, I know we're all big-hearted, we're all sensitive and empathic in so many ways, but we do tend to take responsibility for others' lives and their happiness and what's going on with them. We try to be their co-creator, whether they asked us to be or not. Tobias is actually saying, back away. Stop trying to run their life. I mean, love them. Have compassion for them. Whether it's your kids, your parents, your spouse, whoever it is, stop trying to be the co-creator of their life. You're taking on a burden that ultimately they really don't want. ultimately isn't really good for you either. I love the last line. True co-creation only happens between two beings who are absolute conscious creators.
I know that's right.
I know that's right.
You're transitioning from living a standard resolution life into a high definition life. Everything is more intense, the colors, the reality, the quality, and it's actually more energy efficient. Dear Chambra, to be part of this high definition living in the new energy requires one basic commitment, a commitment from the heart that you are the creator. You are the manager of your life. You're the owner of everything that you do. No excuses.
I love that line. Moving from a standard definition life, you know, kind of standard basic human, to high definition life. It means more depth in everything that we do, more meaning and passion in what we decide to do. Tobias went so far as to say colors are going to look different. People are going to feel different. The way we relate to ourselves is going to have higher definition. You know how it is with the older TVs, you know, standard definition?
You're a secret techno nerd.
Oh, I love, it's not that I love technology, I love what it does. You know, I watch a movie these days with that surround sound, high definition, you know, it's like, it's amazing. And you ever then go back to a regular TV? You know, and it's like, you've got to be kidding. Where's the sound?
I was watching cartoon Pickles. What does it matter?
I never had a color TV. Get out your violins. I never even had a color TV till we were about 26 years old in our house.
We had better things to do than watch TV.
Appleton, Wisconsin. we got...
Trust me. And there wasn't in the bedroom. Can I help you?
There we go. Okay.
Wait, now you're twisted on the chair.
Yeah.
You're a mess.
Okay. Oh.
Sure.
I fell apart here.
Oh, that's so illustrative.
Okay. I think I got it. Okay.
Are you okay?
Violins.
Are you okay?
Yeah.
You're afraid you're going to cry.
No, I actually have a head cold, so I'm kind of struggling through. But I'm not going to cry today. I am such a man with my beard. I'm not going to cry at all. I will not shed a tear.
You've been kind of weepy for 2 days, worse than a girl.
I've just been feeling a little. Oh. I think you're getting booed there.
I deserve it.
We grew up with a black
and
white
quiet.
TV.
I've had to be quiet.
Black and white TV and two and a half
TV
channels.
No TV in the bedroom.
And now there's hundreds of channels and high definition. Tobias is using that analogy for our own lives. The fact that we're going high resolution. We're integrating spirit into the standard human lifetime and going high def.
I've seen the little tears in your eyes.
That's from my head cold. Okay, next slide. Go ahead.
Are we ready?
Yeah.
Do you need some tissue?
No. I have to adjust my gear.
Well, you know what happens with us? It's like if I'm the weepy one, he has to be strong. If he's the weepy one, I got to be strong.
I'm fine, truly. Go ahead.
You don't feel strong.
Oh, go ahead. Come on.
All right. Of all the things I can talk about in these last two sessions, this one, of the most important, you taking full responsibility of every creation. I'm not saying that it's going to always be easy or always appear to be right, but that's where the fun begins. The moment you start taking responsibility for all that's going on, everything, you're going to live life differently.
Some of the spiritual principles, some of the wisdom is really so simple. I mean, we all know this. We forget about it a lot. We all know it's about taking responsibility for everything in our lives. Now, as Tobias says here, it's not always easy. Sometimes we want to blame others. Sometimes we want to get mad at God or even at our higher selves and, you know, our soul self and get upset that they're not, that part of us isn't listening. But it's pretty simple. Just take full responsibility. Life starts to look and feel a whole lot different. So that was Tobias's message last month. And we now move on to...
Same slide I got.
Yeah. Oh. Go. All right. Let's take a quick trip back in time to this last month. We left almost right after the last shout. We went over to Bucharest, Romania. Now, Romania is an amazing, amazing place.
Beautiful energies.
You know, Linda and I, we started going there, about 6 years ago? And it was kind of by accident. But when I look back over the series of events that brought us there, it was no accident at all. If you ever get a chance, if you're not from Romania, come to one of the workshops there sometime, because there is such a transformation going on there. You know, they went through a lot of years of oppression, a lot of years of poverty and
rebuilding
and difficulty. The spirit of the Romanian Chambra is just amazing.
Stunning. Really beautiful.
We started out with a one day with about 400 people.
Oh, and hello to Rose Sylvia, who was our host throughout all these events, did incredible work.
We had a great one day event. We had live music, channels. Tobias had a ball there. This just shows one of the shots in the ballroom that we had. And, you know, this is all translated. This day it wasn't headset, it was a consecutive translation. But, you know, I know before the Romanian words even come out, the Romanians just get it. I mean, there's a natural, very dynamic spirituality there.
Very heartfelt.
This shot of Sylvia on the far left, our host and sponsor, along with her daughter, who is one of the translators.
Hi, Laura.
And the other translator, whose name is?
Georgiana, I
think. Something like that. But
she's really sweet. Her whole family comes to everything.
Absolutely. They're amazing. Gerhard, Anat, and Amir came over from Israel, and so we had some great music. Got everybody up dancing for the last probably hour of the program. And just had, you could just feel the energy in the room rise. It was truly amazing. From there, we went to Transylvania.
Poiana Brașov.
And you know what? It has a very distinct energy. It's kind of, you can feel the...
Where the legends come from.
Yeah, you can feel the energy there.
It's legendary. Beautiful.
We did a Dreamwalker birth teacher training, and there was something amazing about it. The fact that we had 16 teachers, mostly from Romania, learning how to become Dreamwalker birth teachers.
Only three or four were from outside of Romania.
I think that's more than all the Dreamwalker birth teachers combined right now.
Nearly.
Yeah. But and they asked for it. The Romanians wanted to learn Dreamwalker birth.
They said that I thought it was indicative of the energies that are flowing and changing there. You know, they said, we know death is important, but in our country, birth is what really matters.
Right.
I thought that was stunning.
That was stunning. This is actually a shot of Transylvania from our hotel room. So beautiful mountains and hills, and this is the little village down below. And really quaint and charming. And then, as I mentioned, we had about 16 teachers. And surprisingly, I thought it would be all women, you know, because I guess I have my own prejudices. But we had 5 or 6 men taking the birth training. So anyway, it was great. It was really, Linda and I loved doing the teacher training. And
it's our favorite.
This was really interesting. Following that was the interdimensional workshop with Tobias and Adamus.
And if you can imagine the flavor that had.
Yeah, interdimensional in Transylvania. It was, you know, by the end of 3 days, everybody was it was buzzing. And we had some great channels, great experiences.
Well, the school's been evolved. I mean, the interdimensional's really been evolving. Yeah. Each one has a different flavor. It's been really, evolved.
It was very different than the one in Wisconsin or the one in Auckland. But we had about 110, I think, or 115.
Oh, that was a tricky slide move.
You want to see that again?
Yeah. Right. Twister.
Right. Yeah.
Ooh.
Do you know how long it takes to do that?
2 seconds.
About 2 seconds. Yeah. It's like click of a button. Anyway, I would say that was one of the best workshops ever. The combination of the material, being in Transylvania,
great host, the
great group, great host. It was amazing. So later on, I'll talk about doing that again here in the U.S. From there, it was on to Amsterdam, and it was actually right on the coast. And the last night, a huge storm moved in. And, you know, for us who live up here in the mountains, you know, storms are no great big deal. We're used to, you know, 10-foot tall snowfalls.
Tesla did research, you know, because of the way lightning was here.
Yeah, but apparently this was kind
uncommon.
Of very, very unusual for the people in Netherlands. But it was lightning everywhere. It was amazing. So we did the channeling workshop. We had about 80 or 85 people from mm-hmm. around Europe, all learning how to channel. Well, or sleep, one of the two. You know, they get tired, they have to sleep.
Well, there's a lot of feeling development, and sometimes you just need to be on the floor feeling.
Well, yes, this was actually part of the exercise. So.
Yeah. And I actually, they weren't tired of you or anything.
No.
Or me.
They were actually listening to some incredible new music.
That's correct.
I don't even want to call it music. It goes beyond that. It was, I don't know what to call it. And I hope everybody here gets a chance to hear it.
It was an amazing experience.
The composition is done by Anders Holte, who is the winner of the Returning Song Contest. Now, we played that song there, but he also has some multidimensional compositions I've never heard the likes of. And he played those. Here he's at the board, you know, working it while the song is playing. And that's why the people were on the floor. Oh, yeah. Anders will be at the Midsummer Conference singing the Returning Song live right before the Tobias Channel.
I will cry.
And then
I don't think I
right
can do
after
that.
Tobias does his final sign-off, Anders is going to sing Over the Rainbow. Okay. Anyway, we had it was a great channel, and that was our... The workshop was also the last of our travels, at least for the season.
Outside
we put
of the
on
States,
about
that's right.
85,000 miles since the first of the year, and it's good to be home, really good to be home. Okay, I'm going to go through the upcoming events quickly. All this is listed on the website, so you can find it there.
Oh, look at that.
Yeah, I'll do that again if you want.
Sure.
I know you'll like that, see?
Oh, baby.
We're actually filming Tobias' School 1 and School 2 in a couple weeks up in Breckenridge. We want to get it on tape
I want to say something about that. I actually pushed for this. School 1 and School 2 were actually the core material that Tobias delivered in relationship to how we got here, how we became and how we got here and came to Earth. And we've done it several times, but ironically, we've never really gotten a good recording of it.
Yeah.
And the sweetest thing of all is it's evolved. Each time we did it, there was a new flavor to it. So it seemed really important that before he leaves, is to get the most current and real version of what is School 1 and 2 and what does it mean. And so we're going to get a good recording of it.
Basically, what it was
really
like
excited about
leaving
it.
Home or all that was. And going out into nothingness, and then finally coming to Earth. It's a beautiful story, and I love the way Tobias tells it. I mean, it doesn't have a religious spin, or it wasn't like we were bad angels sent to Earth. It really explains why we chose to come here and the journey that it took to get here.
And there's an extra big discount if you're already coming to the Midsummer.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Speaking of which... Wow! So the Midsummer Conference in
Breckenridge. I'm not sure I like that up in flames thing.
No, it just means flames are transmutation and change, and this is going to be a change.
Okay.
I'm changing into a robe. Midsummer Conference, July 17th through the 19th, also Tobias's last channel.
His farewell.
We have a
does he get roasted?
I thought about it, actually, but I won't tell too much. We have an incredible lineup of channelers, presenters, music. We will be celebrating every night. This is not going to be one of those serious New Age conferences. We're going to have fun. We're going to
truly celebrate.
We're going to really celebrate. We still have plenty of space. If you haven't signed up, a good time to do it. And we're also going to be announcing the webcast packages in the June Chambre News. Initially, it was going to be very difficult to do a webcast because we were at the city, like a convention center, and they didn't have good connectivity. We're now at the hotel. We'll have a good internet connection, so we'll have packages if you want to sign in, listen in, and get audio downloads because, you know, sometimes the live connection doesn't always work, right? Okay. In September, it's Adamus's interdimensional workshop. This is going to be like what we did in Romania recently. It's a phenomenal workshop. It's developed into something incredible. It really helps you understand how to travel or how to explore multidimensionally. And we actually get into the applications. I mean, we have a little bit of discussion about the theory, but then Adamus will take us into how to view the past, present, or future, how to travel interdimensionally. We're doing this September 11th through the 13th in Santa Fe, New Mexico. More information on the website. I won't talk about this because it's sold out. It's Tobias's first New Energy Mystery School in Wisconsin in September. We will be doing this in Europe, Asia, Australia. This first one is sold out. So sorry. Oh, and then another one sold out. I feel really bad about this. I have a lot of people giving us a hard time. We put this South of France tour on the website. It's going to be in October, and it sold out in 24 hours. So it was amazing. So we will be repeating that at some point. Okay. Oh, it's time for the Chambre Launchpad. Look at that. Okay, let me do that again. Okay, it is time for the Chambre Launchpad. One of the things I think is really so important is to encourage each other to do the projects, to get out there and just do it. And I don't know how many launch pads we've already had, but we've had people launching books and workshops and artwork and music. It's so rewarding to see Chambre actually getting out of their chairs and doing it. We have a very special launch pad today with a dear friend from Switzerland. We actually met him at a Crying conference about a year ago and have worked with him in other workshops and events. So if you would please give a big Chambre welcome to Andreas Hoffmann from Switzerland. Come on up. How are you doing today?
Yeah, fine.
Good.
Great to be here.
So, Andreas, what is it that you're launching? Or what, you want to stand over here?
Sure.
Yeah.
Oh, there we go. He's got a mic. Yeah. Want him to have a mic?
Yeah. Whoops. My work is about engaging our bodies more in our spiritual journey. And I felt in the conferences it's so sad when there is such a potential of people meeting, and when you gather this energy and the people get up and they do some simple gestures engaging their whole body, and so the energy is rising so much, so it's giving you more power.
We've seen that too, where people are sitting all day long, yeah, and the energy kind of tends to go down. They need to get up and do something.
Yeah, and my way to show it is not to talk a lot about it, but to be the standard.
Yeah. Well, and Linda, I've seen you do it in Sedona with 700 people, in Madrid recently with about 700, and you can feel the energy in the room just change.
And it's the same for you. Most of us, we need more movement and more breathing.
Yeah.
And so I found there should be an alternative just to go to the gym or to do aerobics, but to have some kind of movement which really is in the new energy and the new consciousness, and this is my work. And I choose the ancient tradition of Tai Chi. The Chinese tradition, they really have worked with the energies of the body. They have studied it generations and generations. So this is a good base, and I put some updates to it. Because it's too complicated. We need very simple exercises, very focused exercises, and that's...
Are we going to do it?
Yes.
We are. Good.
Yes,
good.
I would invite you to do it.
So please get up. Bring it over here.
Activate this one.
Okay, let's take a stretch and breathe.
Thank you.
Oh, and let go.
Oh.
Yeah, listen to your voice. Stretch. Oh. Okay, now we have enough space to take a little ride. And please, we get the horse. Track one of the CD is our horse. It's much easier when we take some music. Okay. The exercise is just letting go, letting your shoulders dance. And exhale. Yeah. Yeah, move your hips. Yeah, there's enough space, great. And exhale. Whole body dance. And feel the earth supporting you. Okay. Okay, that's okay. Okay, one more exercise for you. So you can fade out, please. Okay, let's take a deep breath and let go. Let all the tension flow down into the earth.
Let my lunch flow down.
One more deep breath. And okay, one more exercise. Put your hands in your hips, and just to clear the throat. There is nothing to laugh about. You feel the energies are going? And now give yourself a big smile. Embrace your heart. I'm sure you feel your heart now.
Pounding.
My greatest treasure. I love you. Yeah, and from your heart it will go to every cell of your body. That you are feeling well with yourself, you're feeling well with your body. You have fun with your body. Thank you. You may sit.
Thank you.
Now I will show you. Yes. Yes. Now I will show you how the easy Tai Chi can look like. And for me, it's a way to be really multidimensional, to invite our greater, our whole being into our body expression. And I will show you, and you will feel it. I choose last year in Sedona. I heard the music Tobias was choosing for his before his channeling, and I was so touched by it. And I felt this is Tai Chi music. This is opening the heart. This is opening far beyond. So we have this music now in honor for Tobias.
And what is the name of the music?
Oh, this is This Majestic Land Where We Are Here
by
Michael Hoppe.
Ah. No relationship. Yeah.
Close your eyes for a minute and breathe in the quality that you feel now in your heart. It will nurture your whole being. And it is you. You feel it. It is you. And my work is just to remember this is inside of you, this kind of presence. to be fully present in the body is the key to freedom. This is by Peggy Phoenix Dubrow. Okay.
Thank you. Would you explain? Oh, yeah, thank you for Peggy. Thank you. And yes, that was truly energy in motion, or consciousness in motion.
Yes. Yes. Thank you.
And you've worked quite extensively with children too, correct?
Yes, yes. I found out that really when I heard about being the standard, yes, that's the way to reach children. They only recognize what you are, what you radiate by yourself, by your presence. And I did this with very difficult children who do not listen. And when I just did the movements, and they started to be interested, and they followed me, and they took the next step, and they took the next step. Yeah, this is a wonderful, and I developed now, that's my new project, the work, the Five Elements Tai Chi. I just showed you this form now, it's the Five Elements Tai Chi. It's the 8 trigrams of the I Ching, which are represented in this form. And balance means, harmony means to go through all the phases of change. The Chinese, they don't say element, they say phase of change. Mm. So we go through all the phases of change, so we are balanced. So we are giving and we are receiving in one cycle. It's the same energy, flowing, coming back, flowing, coming back. And we are reaching out to new horizons, and we are choosing and bringing in. Yeah, so the children learn through these simple gestures. They learn very important ways of acting in their life. And especially for relationship with the elder children, I do it with partner exercises. We have partner exercises to all the gestures. And that's the presence for the teenagers. They are not interested in this smooth motion. They need more action, and they need to feel each other. And when I tell them, how does a relationship to your girlfriend, to your boyfriend, how could it look like? Giving and receiving, and we play this in Tai Chi gestures, and they feel the connection from the heart. It's different than just talking or just playing some games. Because the body is true.
As you get older, then the moves slow down again.
Yes, that's the way. True. In ancient China, Tai Chi was the last. It literally it means the highest quality, the ultimate last. So in the beginning, there is Kung Fu, there is Qigong, there is meditation. And really, when they get older, they practice Tai Chi.
Yeah. So tell us about the symbol that's on the screen.
Yes. When I did for the Cryon events, I did an exercise. Cryon says that it's so important now to take 2 minutes a day to radiate your being without a bias, to radiate your light that you are, your core that you are, without a bias, without your
bias?
Thoughts.
Oh, yeah. What? Did Cryon say that? Yes, never have Tobias do that with you.
That's my English. Yeah, without your personal concerns and judgments. And so,
yeah, like you said, without Tobias.
He called it a bias.
Okay. Let him off
so
the
I was thinking about how can I do this with the audience, and which is the exercise. And I was playing with the symbol of the heart that everybody knows. Mm. Just the common heart symbol. What is the energy flow in this symbol, and I found one heart by itself, it's very lonely. The energy is going nowhere. So you have energy's flow and focus, and then where do they go? They want to be received. And so I found, yes, there has to be another heart which receives the energy. And then what was interesting, I found, well, that's 2 figure eights.
Yeah.
And you find it also in the Flower of Life. You find it everywhere. It's 2 figure eights and 2 hearts. Yes. So this is infinity, and it is love. So this is my logo.
I like that.
Expressing infinity, infinite love.
Yeah.
And I was so, when I heard one shout, and it was said, now the two triangles,
the Merkabah triangle,
which are symbolized, which symbolize the masculine and the feminine coming together. And when you have the hexagram, where the two triangles are not just overlapping, but they are going like this. When you have, when you can imagine a heart form as a triangle.
Yes.
And if you have the hexagram, then it goes down here, the tip, and this goes down here, and the energy again is lost. Yeah. It's not really matching. So it's separating. And this was what was said in the shout. We need a new symbol instead of the hexagram. We need two triangles really overlapping. That means masculine and feminine energy are becoming one. Yeah. They are not playing with one another as strangers, but they becoming one. And so I find, yes, that's what I discovered in this symbol. If you put two triangles here and here, you just have them overlapping, and you have the diamond shape in the middle.
Yeah. That's a beautiful logo. I love that.
Yeah.
And thank you for the explanation. So if, let's say we decided going forward at the beginning of every shout that, let's say David was going to do the movement, just theoretically, to open up each thing.
Where
could David learn how to do this?
Oh, the next possibility is tomorrow.
David is just
tomorrow,
right now.
Here.
Here?
I will give a workshop now in Arvada Center.
Yeah.
Yes, at the Drinkers.
There is a chance tomorrow afternoon from 2:30 to 6 o'clock in Laurie's center.
Eli Ashby Center in Arvada.
Yes, that's
Healing
the shortest
center
one.
In Nevada. Eli Ashby.
In 1 week in Sedona.
Ah. Well, might as well do it while you're here in town, David. Or you don't need to go all the way to Sedona.
Yes.
Lori, what's the number for if they need to get directions?
Over the table. So you're welcome to give us a call at 303-463-6565.
In New Jersey, dial
1-800-663-6565. Area code 303.
And I'm working a lot in South America now.
6565, and there are flyers in the back.
Yeah.
There is such great resonance from the heart in South America.
Yeah.
It's so wonderful. I love to work with these people, and they ask me to come back now more and more.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
So anyway, well, let's give Andias a big chamba welcome. Thank you. Always a joy working with you. And again, there's flyers in the back if you'd like to learn more about it tomorrow at the Eli Ashby Healing Arts Center, which is Lori and Roger's center. They're here also. So thank you once again. Okay. We're almost wrapped up here. Just a few quick announcements to go through. Ah, Chambra News.
Oh.
Yeah, no, this is pretty easy.
Are you sure? These are
just a couple
kind
quick
over the
things.
Top. All right.
Gene Kinder and Michelle have been working, and Michelle McHale have been working on a guest book for Tobias. It's an online guest book. If you want to write a message to Tobias before he leaves, it's a great place to do it. Then we're going to compile all of them and put it in some type of booklet. There's some already online, and they're just nice, warm, personal messages for Tobias. Who knows, maybe we'll compile it and one day hand it to Sam. Say, here's what you did for us. So if you're interested, just go to the What's New button at the top of the homepage. Just click on it, and it'll guide you over to the Tobias guest book. And we'd love to see how many comments we can get from Chambra all around the world. It'd be kind of touching. As we just mentioned, Andias is doing the Five Elements Tai Chi workshop tomorrow from 2:30 to 6 o'clock at the Eli Ashby Center in Arvada.
Got an extra, really nice spelling.
Oh, that's what happens when I do slides at 9 at night.
Yeah.
So that's tomorrow. If you're interested in going, there are flyers in the back. And also on Monday, Hannibal is going to be doing a Singing Your Heart Open workshop, also at the Eli Ashby Healing Arts Center in Arvada. Okay, now you know I just write over the previous slide and I don't proofread that either.
Sorry.
Hannibal actually did a workshop here 2 months ago at the Eli Ashby Healing Arts Center. And I heard from a number of people who went and said they were just blown away. Lori and Roger were blown away at... Roger just said totally blown away. And they see a lot
They have a big music background of their own.
Yeah. Hannibal does something with just getting you to open up. And it's not just about singing. It's about opening up all that stuff that's ready to come out, that's just ready to open up. He actually got me singing in Kauai. Hannibal's in the back laughing, going, "You call that singing, you wild and crazy bearded wonder? Was that singing that you did?" It was, you know, for what, 5 seconds, it was
quite wonderful.
Up. It was
truly
great.
Wonderful. And to imagine that anybody could get Jeff to do that was even more of a miracle.
And, you know, to have Hannibal...
Seriously.
I know. To have Hannibal here from Vienna, Andreas here from Switzerland...
What an international group.
Just, you know, what an opportunity for us here in Colorado to really experience something phenomenal. So if you have time, even if you don't, clear your schedule off and do try to go to their workshops.
Thank you.
It's amazing. Okay. Whoa, summer vacation. Remember, there's no monthly shout in July or August. Of course, we will be doing the Midsummer Conference in the middle of July. But if you show up here on July 5th, the only thing that you're going to encounter is the people who are cleaning up from the July 4th party.
Yes.
Nothing in August. We'll be putting out the regular newsletters and information, but we're going to take a little time off and just...
What is that?
Well, we're going to do this thing where, really, after July, releasing Tobias and bringing in Adamus.
Somebody asked a very good question, and I said I'd make you answer it because I know what the answer is for me, but for you. They were saying, well, you know, when you do that last channel, is it just like Tobias is just gone, or has this been a flowing process?
Oh, well, it's been...
I mean, are you like jumping off the cliff at Breckenridge?
Yeah, more or less. I mean, okay. He's been leaving for 10 years. I mean, it's like, he's planning his exit. But, I mean, I connect with Tobias different than I did 10 years ago. And I really connect with him different than I did even a year ago. But it is just, I mean, it's Tobias. I feel Tobias more fully right now. And when he leaves, it's going to be, it'll be interesting.
So... It's not, so a number of people want to know, is it after the midsummer, is it like suddenly the door will be closed?
Tobias has said he's going to be here to work with all of us personally, and we're still going to meet him in our dream state, and he's still going to show up, you know, when you're driving down the road in your car or taking a shower or whatever. He just says he doesn't choose to channel anymore.
People want to know what it's going to be like for you.
Oh, for me?
Yeah.
I don't know. I'll let you know in September. I don't know. I'll tell you a secret. I haven't even told you yet. I'm going to do some sessions with Norma this summer. I'm going to do some real deep breathing work with Norma. There's a lot of other issues going on there. Not issues, but things. So I'm going to give myself a treat and go spend some time breathing with Norma. Go, baby, go. And that's why we haven't scheduled anything for August whatsoever. And who knows, we might just hop in the car and take a road trip and see where we end up. Don't know.
I just know it's very special.
Don't want to think about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But people want to know.
Yeah. I'm going to write a book. All right. Anyway, before we close, just a little on the lighter side, some pictures you might have gotten even on the Internet I thought were amusing. Titled, Why Boys Need Parents, and I interjected, like Sam. So, Why Boys Like Sam Need Parents. Pictures speak for themselves. When I first saw these pictures, it reminded me of some of the crazy stuff that we used to do when we were kids. They had built this new bridge, very, very tall, over a big river. I mean, really tall. I don't know, 12 stories tall. And we'd go crawling underneath the grid, underneath the bridge to get to the other side, you know, which is easier to walk on the sidewalk. But no, we dumb things.
These were sent to me originally by Ron Brown in Australia.
I actually did this one time, which may explain what I do now. But I did it with one of my sister's bobby pins. And boy, did that hurt. I mean, it really hurt.
You actually really are relating to these.
Oh, absolutely. I related to, not to all of them, not to this. I never did anything like that.
They get better.
I never did anything like that. I didn't like putting stuff in my mouth that didn't belong there.
You don't like shit that moves.
And this next one is definitely not the Virgo part of me. That is not my baby picture. Guaranteed. Anyway, that was probably more like me. You know, little boys have just got to find anything to go on. I mean, anything. Flowers, shrubs, trees, fire hydrants, anything. Kind of speaks for itself. Totally delighted. Oh, that's an aww, yeah. And I think this next and last one, though, is really my favorite. Very creative. Now, this is something I would have talked my older brother into. I said, you go underneath the sand, and I'll be up above. But I thought that was pretty good. Anyway, we're about to go into Shoud 11. We're going to take a little break here. I'm sorry. Before we do that, I do want to thank everyone, especially today, coming in early. I actually been working on all the preparations for a month now, getting ready for the big barbecue.
We have a great staff.
Please, let's give a huge hand to the staff. You know, they make it possible for tens and tens of thousands of people around the world to watch in. I think we actually have one of the longest running webcasts in the whole New Age arena because we have incredible people who just make it happen and allow all of us to connect from all around the world. So,
thank you.
We're going to get ready for Shout 11 as we see somebody walking off into the sunset. So we're going to take about a 20-minute break, and we want to thank Chambra from all around the world for the incredible love and support from all of us, to all of us, over the past 10 years. So
thank you.
We're going to take about a 20-minute break. Get something to eat. Get some fresh air. It's beautiful out there. We'll see you in 20 minutes.